This is VOA News via remote from Diane Roberts. Coronavirus cases around the world continue rising as we pass another milestone. There are more than 10 million confirmed cases globally. The number of infections surpasses 2.5 million in the United States. Almost 500,000 people have died from COVID-19, with 125,000 of them in the U.S. In the hardest-hit country, five U.S. states, including Florida and Arizona, recorded daily highs for COVID-19 cases Saturday. Hospitals in Arizona have begun activating surge plans to increase their capacity for treating patients. China imposed a strict lockdown on nearly 500,000 people Sunday in a province surrounding the capital of Beijing. It's an effort to contain a fresh coronavirus cluster, and authorities warn the outbreak was still, quote, severe and complicated, end quote. Hundreds have been infected in Beijing, and cases have emerged in neighboring Hebei province in recent weeks. This comes after China largely brought the virus under control. Health officials said Sunday, Anxing County, about 90 miles from Beijing, will be fully enclosed and controlled, the same strict measures imposed at the height of the pandemic in the city of Wuhan earlier this year. Leaders from around the world joined a global fundraising event organized by Global Citizen and the European Commission, aimed at raising billions of dollars needed to ensure widespread availability of coronavirus testing and treatment worldwide. About a dozen potential COVID-19 vaccines are in early stages of testing. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said only a spirit of unity and solidarity can defeat the virus. The event featured a concert with a host of major artists. It also saw the political leaders highlight the disproportionate impact of COVID-19 is having on marginalized communities. This is VOA News. Britons may be able to take a summer holiday after all, as the country prepares to ditch its 14-day quarantine for people arriving from countries it sees as low risk. And official travel advice, warning against all but essential travel outside Britain, will be eased for some countries and regions. The changes will happen in 2 weeks. An expert panel will put nations into red, amber, and green categories depending on COVID-19 risk. Passengers arriving from green and amber countries will no longer have to quarantine themselves for 14 days after arriving. The countries falling into those categories should be announced next week. According to the BBC, the new travel corridors are expected to include France, Germany, Greece, Italy, Spain, and Turkey, but not Portugal or Sweden, where infection rates are up. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence has called off campaign events in Florida and Arizona for this coming week as the states experience a surge in new coronavirus cases. The White House says Mr. Pence will still travel to those states to meet with governors and health teams. Florida and Arizona have set records for new confirmed infections in recent days. Mr. Pence is traveling to Dallas Sunday to attend a Celebrate Freedom rally at First Baptist Church, Dallas, before meeting with Texas Governor Greg Abbott. But political events in Arizona on Tuesday and Florida on Thursday have been pushed off. Chinese state media reports lawmakers there have reviewed a draft of the National Security Bill for Hong Kong during a meeting held by the Standing Committee of the National People's Congress. In the meeting, the director of the Legislative Affairs Commission of the NPC Standing Committee presented a report on the bill. That's what state media has said. The NPC Standing Committee usually meets every 2 months, but the three-day meeting starting Sunday is the second meeting in June to review the bill. The committee is widely expected to pass the bill into law before the meeting ends Tuesday. Malawi's new president, Lazarus Chakwera, was sworn in for a five-year term Sunday, hours after unseating former leader Peter Mutharika in a rerun election. Chakwera won almost 58% of the vote in Tuesday's poll, a dramatic reversal of the result of the original election in May 2019, which was later overturned by the courts. The repeat vote was regarded by analysts as a test of the ability of African courts to tackle ballot fraud and restrain presidential power. Chakwera told a cheering crowd in his acceptance speech, quote, "With your help, we will restore a new generation's faith in the possibility of having a government that serves, not a government that rules," end quote. Malawi Congress Party is Malawi's founding party, and Chakwera's win brings it back into power after 26 years in opposition. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.